This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's our live Sunday edition of the program. As usual, the toll-free lines are open and available to you over at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are a very, very nice way to call in. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you join those rooms. And there are several of them available to you over at our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
All right, of course, you can bring up anything you want, but normally we bring stuff to the table to talk about. And usually when two of us, or more than two of us, agree that this is, you know, we've sort of brought in independently the same news story, we got to talk about it because of, you know, it's synergy. And you and I basically had the same story tonight, Richie. You had an opinion piece about an opinion piece.
Yes.
Written, the original opinion piece was written by none other than New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, who, I didn't know this, apparently he's running for president.
So him and a whole bunch of other people that nobody cares about.
I guess he's not doing that well in the polls. How's that?
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to the polls, so I had no idea. And he wrote this piece for Wired magazine, and this is one of those topics, and that is robots, that is going to come up again and again and again as we get on into the future, as more robots become more affordable. As robots become more ubiquitous in our lives, not just in our homes, but at the workplace, and you know, when we go out to grab some food at a restaurant or whatever, you're going to likely start to see more robots. We've already seen stories about automated cars. There's a news story that I've had in show prep for a couple of days we haven't talked about, where there's apparently a robot ship that is set to cross the Atlantic. The idea being, why should a ship have human beings running it? Why not just let the ships just travel with a robot driver? I mean,
well, most of it's automated anyway, right? Like the captain of the ship is not sitting there behind
behind a wheel
the whole right. trip across
the old codger with the corn cob pipe. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, it's these ships have gotten more and more sparsely manned as time goes by. But I agree. You know, I mean, you're talking about a place that largely has nothing to run into. Now,
the ocean,
the opposite of that.
Except for other ships.
Yeah, the opposing view icebergs. Would be that if something if you manage to find something to run into, it's a very costly mistake.
Sure.
A mistake that could be circumvented by having, I don't know, a captain on the boat.
Could be. I mean, it's certainly, and we can talk about the robot ship or whatever, just kind of going through a few different examples. I mean, years ago when we first moved here, Mark, I remember they had the little robot Roomba vacuum cleaner things. I mean, even as far back as, you know, a decade plus, there were robots that were coming into our lives. And surrounding, you know, to me, I find robots to be interesting and exciting and like, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, they got the robot burger flippers now. That's a thing, apparently, for...
You're right. Soon robots will take over a lot of jobs,
and that's what's got people scared.
Right. And I mean, you know, this time when at this point in the economy, I've heard the experts say, if you want a job, you've got one.
Mm-hmm.
People are worried that they won't have a job in the future. And I suspect that's what the Luddites were concerned with back in the day. And that's not just an insult. There actually were Luddites.
Mm-hmm.
And
These are people who are against technology
developing. They were against factory you know, assembly lines.
Well, and technological innovation transcends all of human history as well, right?
Sure.
People get upset at whatever change is happening during their time, their lifetime.
Whatever new thing that threatens my God, my life is going to be different. Who moved my cheese?
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, there's obviously going to be other jobs, and people will probably span several different types of jobs. I've been a roofer, a retail salesperson.
I've been a
cabbie. I've been, you know, worked at convenience stores, and now I happen to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a bunch of different things. Sales, of course, has been a large portion of my life. So, I mean,
you're versatile.
These jobs where you just go to work there at 18 and end up, I mean, those are from stories at this point. There are some people still retiring from those jobs, but jobs are out there.
And what about the training period between when you lose your job and when you learn the new skill to get you into the next
That
job?
Is the job of the employer, and many of them will pay it, you know?
For the new job?
Sure.
Okay.
You've got to...
Look, depends on how desperate they are to find somebody.
If they want somebody to do the job, they're going to have to train them to do it.
If you can't find somebody who already knows.
Plenty of people out there manage to do the training ahead of time and pay for it so that they can, you know, compete more readily against the other folks. But, you know, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes you're training for a job that doesn't exist. How's things going with that MBA of yours?
Still have it.
So here's the fear mongering from Wired Magazine. Again, this is an article written by Bill de Blasio, and it's entitled Why American Workers Need to Be Protected from Automation. He says, as president, I would issue a robot tax for corporations displacing humans and create a federal agency to oversee automation. They call it the Lights Out Factory, a manufacturing complex run by Japanese company Fanuc, F-A-N-U-C. It spans 22 facilities, producing 23,000 computer parts each month for companies like Tesla and Apple. The plant runs close to 24 hours a day, every day of the year.
That's the beautiful thing about it, right? Because the factory worker will run either one or two shifts.
Then they got to pee.
And then they got to at the end of the shift, the factory shuts down because everyone goes home for the night.
Whereas, unless they're going around the clock.
Right. Well, in this case, they do go around the clock, and with, you know, without the added expense of the electricity to light the factory.
Right, you don't need to run the lights. The robots don't need those.
Yeah.
The complex seems to run so smoothly, it might take a moment to realize that something's missing. Human workers. Fanuc's factory is 100% automated, with robots going unsupervised by a human for as many as 30 days at a time. The scale of automation in our economy is increasing far faster than most people realize, and its impact on working people in America and across the world, unless corralled, will be devastating. Already, according to the Brookings Institute, so he's saying, we got to corral this progress. We can't just have crazy progress with more efficiency and lower prices for everybody on the planet.
Right. Well, the price of labor is completely different than the price of everything else, because labor means people, and we shouldn't be talking about economics when we're talking about people or some such garbage.
When you're talking about economics, you're talking about people.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. And, you know, what it's saying here is that I don't even know. We need crappy old jobs, outdated jobs, because otherwise people won't have jobs.
That's the fear.
What evidence do you have of this claim?
Well,
in the future, we could very well have all the jobs we need. At this point, we know that there are more jobs than there are people in the United States because the price of labor is going up.
Well, also,
that's how we, it's supply and demand, ladies and gentlemen. Supply remains whatever it is, and then demand, you know, goes with a good economy is going up.
Well, we also know there's more people on the planet than ever before also, right? So, like, when automation was becoming a thing, because it didn't used to be a thing, there wasn't mechanical automation until there was, you know, you had to have a whole lot more people building and digging and, you know, doing all the things that people did before there were machines to do those things.
Sure.
And there were people who were mad about that back then at that time. So it's, you know, it sounds very familiar to me. Not that I was around back then, but the, you know, these arguments seem
it's
like
the same old dumb crap trotted out by the same old folks. And at this point, you're like, you know, whether it was the Roman Tribune saying I'm for the people or Bill de Blasio out there saying I'm for the working guy, it's all the same old crap. They're lying still thousands of years. And people still fall for the same old crap lie.
Well, because fear is a motivator, right? It's fear something that gets people's attention. And it's certainly possible that
there's no politician on the planet that gives a damn about you.
No, that's true.
That's where you start from.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also the mentality of the people involved, right? Because even my stepdad is a little bit older, and you know, I see him, his posts on Facebook and whatever, and he's floating around this thing that says, don't go through the automated checkout at the grocery store. Wait for the cashier, because if you line up enough people in the cashier line, that store will have to pay another employee. Whereas if you go through the automated line, you're basically doing their labor for free. I go, well, great, you know, because now wages go up, costs go up, and now everyone pays more because you don't want to check out yourself.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us, share your thoughts on the future of automation and your job. It's Free Talk
Live. You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program, talking about the fear-mongering, the ongoing fear-mongering that some politicians are using to, of course, try to get your vote. In this case, it is Bill de Blasio. You may know him as the mayor of New York City. And apparently he wants to be your president, and he's trotting out the old canards about how robots are going to take over your jobs and people are not going to be able to work anymore, and so therefore, blah, blah. We haven't gotten into the full piece yet, so we'll get into a little bit more of what he has to say. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
And I want to make sure you know how to get your phone off the grid. You go to godarkbags.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your Faraday bag for your phone. That way...
Got mine in my car.
That way, anytime you need to not be tracked, you just pop the phone in the bag. Doesn't matter if your phone's on or off. Yeah, the signals are not going to get in or out. And by the way, it's important to know that if you think that you can avoid being tracked by putting your phone in airplane mode, that is not necessarily the case. When you put it into airplane mode, it still apparently is tracking you based on your GPS position. And then when you turn off airplane mode, your phone will upload all that data to wherever it is that wants to know. So if you want to protect yourself, yeah, godarkbags.com/FTL. Get your Faraday bag from Godark Bags at godarkbags.com/FTL. So anyway, de Blasio has written this piece for Wired magazine, who apparently is taking this guy seriously. I guess Wired doesn't really understand, you know, the history of automation and
economics.
He's got
a big name. I don't see why they wouldn't take him seriously. You know, he's...
I wouldn't publish him.
Well,
Wired's in it for the clicks.
Or if I did, I'd publish a counterpoint. You know, like, oh, well, here's what Bill de Blasio says. Here's what whoever is, you know, sane has to say about
Bob Murphy.
So let me go on with more of the fear-mongering here. He's talking about this factory in China that has, runs 24 hours a day. They don't have any lights because there's no humans. It's just all machines going, you know, unsupervised. Obviously, somebody's probably coming in to fix them when they break. But beyond that, there's not really any staff of which to speak.
Hard to believe with the cost of labor in China, as I presume.
Hard to believe that they have automation.
There is a factory in China that is completely automated when the cost of labor, I would presume, is significantly cheaper.
Well, you may be right about that, but they're doing it, and so it must be economically feasible.
Or maybe it's just a prototype, proof of concept. Yeah.
Already, according to the Brookings Institution, 36 million American jobs are highly likely, they say, to be automated out of existence in the coming decade.
Let's see, 36 million jobs. I don't know how many working Americans there are, but if you presume that 4/5 of Americans work and that 1/5 are either too young or too old to work, then, it's not a big percentage. And
it's
it's significant, but it's not a gigantic percentage. And, I mean, can the economy not provide jobs for more of those folks?
Yes, of course it can, because new jobs get created over time as other jobs get eliminated. The marketplace is always developing. There's always new innovations and new ideas and new companies opening.
There are jobs today that never existed 20 years ago.
Instagram influencer.
Yes.
YouTube producer.
Twitch player. Right? People get paid to play video games.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Doesn't that beat factory work?
Esports is much better than factory work.
Yeah. So he goes on to claim, but automation and human employment should not be viewed as mutually exclusive. America has welcomed technological advancement throughout our history, and we still should, as long as the benefits of those advancements are shared evenly. Instead of solely going to big corporations. As mayor of New York and as a candidate for president focused on the needs of working people, I've seen at home and across the country that workers can benefit from these technological changes, but we can't let American jobs be replaced by them. That's why I'm proposing a new plan today to protect American workers and ensure that we all share in the gains from technological advancement.
Just roll back all the technological advancement, then, and open up a whole bunch
of jobs. Bring back ditch diggers.
There you go.
Well, this guy gets to decide. Bill de Blasio is smart enough to know which technology we need and which technology we don't need.
That's part of the problem here.
That's exactly what this is. This is one control freak telling you, well, This is how the world needs to be shaped into the future. City planners, bureaucrats of all sorts, that's what these people are. They're simply control freaks. And when the market is allowed to expand without undue fetters, then, well, it's going to provide us with the best possible outcomes.
And that means lower prices.
Right.
And that means your dollars that you earn go further, meaning you have a better quality of life if this man and his bureaucrats don't get in the way.
If you have the job, though. According to him, if you're out of work, your dollar doesn't go anywhere because you don't have any money to spend and you don't have the skills to transition quickly into another job. So what about those people?
Yeah, I mean, this is just based on pure fear-mongering, the idea that jobs will not be created. What he's suggesting is, and it may be true, that there may very well be 36 million or more or less or whatever, millions and tens of millions of jobs that don't exist in the coming decades anymore. But what he's not saying is that there's probably going to be another 50 million that are created.
New sectors.
Correct.
That no one can predict yet.
Yeah.
I read a book in the 80s. It was a class requirement, and it was written by Alvin Toffler. I don't remember what his...
I've heard that name before.
I don't remember the name of the book, but it was one of his more famous books.
Mm-hmm.
In it, he went on to explain what the future was going to be like. And, you know, the guy's got some hits, and he's got plenty of misses.
Sure.
This is one guy who claimed to know what the world was going to be like in the future, couldn't predict the internet, not in its not in its full flower by any stretch of the imagination in the modern sense. I mean,
I still like the theories though.
Yeah,
I mean, you read about what the future is going to be, it's like, wow, that's exciting. That's exciting and new, and I want to be a part of that.
I love, you know, futurists are great. It's a great way to sell books.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not, look, you know, Alvin Toffler didn't know what the future was going to be like 30 years out. He's still alive, probably. I don't know. And he couldn't predict what 30 years out was going to be like. How is Bill de Blasio going to predict it? That's what these people are proposing to do, is they're proposing to predict the future. We need to stifle growth in this particular area because growth in this area is bad, is the claim, and it will result in the future in bad things. Well, how does Bill de Blasio know?
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't know, but he's trying to create it.
Right.
Because if he gets elected, he can stifle those future growth. And therefore, his future is the one that pans out because he's in control.
And, you know, he's playing to the fears of the present based on the prosperity of the future. We will eliminate this prosperity that we will have in the future to benefit us today. We will mortgage our grandchildren's future for you today.
So
and that's what the government
job.
Does, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That's what debt is. You currently are paying the debt on debt that has existed since before the United States Civil War. If you don't understand that you are mortgaging by voting for these disgusting slime-covered politicians, that you're mortgaging your grandchildren's future, well, that's what your great-great-grandparents did.
Well, he's got a plan, and we're going to share what he wants to do.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, well, he's the mayor of New York. And
he's
people
a rich,
are gonna,
powerful idiot.
People are going to take him seriously. We'll tell you about it coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Are you afraid of the future? Are you afraid of change? 855-450-FREE like freedom. Free talk live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days. And 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hopes to reach a peace deal with the Taliban despite canceling secret talks to be held at Camp David. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday that the Taliban suddenly killed 12 people.
We'd made real progress, but in the end, the Taliban overreached. They forgot that America's always going to protect its interests. That the Commander Resolute Support and the NATO forces there are still at this heart. Killed over 1,000 Taliban just in the last 10 days.
A third Republican is challenging President Trump in the 2020 race for the White House. Former South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford.
It's not personal, but it is indicative of the way that the president makes too many things personal. I mean, think about this. My voting record was more than 90% with the president. 90%. Now, I love my brothers and sisters, but I don't agree with them 90%.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Sunday edition of the program here. Of course, you're welcome to join us. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about the future and automation and the fear that surrounds that whole scene, which is inevitable, although the government, of course, the government gang could get in the way. They could slow progress dramatically, at least in the United States. That they can't, thankfully, control the rest of the world. So, you know, robotics will continue because it's unlikely that every government on the planet is going to do the same stupid crap that these politicians want to do here.
But they will put a tariff on imported robotic Chinese goods when it becomes too cheap to import into the United States.
I suspect they will.
Costing American jobs that way as well.
So Bill de Blasio, the New York mayor and Democratic candidate for president, apparently, he's got himself a proposal. He's trotted out the old claim that people are going to lose their jobs. 36 million Americans, he says, according to the Brookings Institution, are highly likely to be automated out of existence as far as their jobs are concerned. Their jobs are going to be automated out of existence. But that doesn't mean they won't be able to find work, and that's what he's suggesting. He suggests, well, you're going to lose your job. You couldn't possibly get another job because robots. Because you aren't as good as a robot. Isn't that kind of what he's saying there? It's like, you humans, we realize the robots are going to be more technologically superior and superior in every way. You know, there's just no way you'll be able to compete with these robots, you silly humans.
Well, if your job is at that level, then it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
If your job is to bolt on something and a robot can do the same thing.
It's worth pointing out that in you know, as these we go to this sort of post-industrial society or whatever it is that he's talking about here, this automated society, that it's going to drive down pricing.
That's right.
If it drives down pricing, then you don't need to make as much money or have as much money to do what you're going to do. To buy the things that you want to buy.
Right. It might take it from a 40-hour work week to a 20-hour work week if it's that efficient.
Also, there's a situation of, we already have a society where you basically get, like, free water. It's not welfare that gives out water mm-hmm. to drink in our society. It's available at water fountains and drinking places all over. And, you know, we have these government programs that provide food and shelter for people. We already have the basics that are provided at this point. And who's to say that we can't continue to provide these basics for people who have not figured out how to save? Oh, you don't have money and you haven't figured out how to save? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say something mean. But the reality is that every day you have the opportunity to begin a savings program.
That's true. It's never too late.
And that's it's the reality of these situations. You put away 10% and, put it into, at this point, probably an S&P matching fund or something, and you're going to do reasonably well.
Are you suggesting that these people who lose their jobs due to automation should go on some government welfare program?
It'll probably be there.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting that they should, but it'll be there.
Well, I'll say this. A lot of times when somebody loses their job, it's upsetting. It's frustrating because a lot of people live, paycheck to paycheck or darn close to it. And that can put the squeeze on somebody financially. But I've seen it time and time again where the loss of a job leads almost inevitably to a better job or to a better opportunity or to something that, had they not lost their job, they never would have been looking for this other thing. And then they find something that pays better or is better hours or is closer to home or whatever. There's usually something better that comes out of that situation for the person who's willing to seek that thing, who's willing to be aware of the opportunities as they present themselves.
It's real easy to get stuck in a job that's comfortable for you
sure.
rather than, up and doing something else. And it takes a lot to break free from that on your own and just, setting the ships on fire basically and saying, nope, I'm quitting my job because I need to find something better out there. And then, and not having a backup plan if something goes wrong.
And I know that people can find this kind of conversation to be very triggering, if to use one of the new terms, is because, we don't know what your situation's like.
Well, plus, you guys are on the radio. You're not going to be replaced by a robot.
Well, why not?
You'd be surprised.
They're painting computer programs are making works of art at this point. I mean, why? And they're already writing news stories. Why wouldn't a robot come out and that can do a talk show? I mean, at this point, why not?
They basically already have it because they can take your voice sample and just, type in the words or whatever.
That's true, yeah,
Have the robot make up the phrases and whatever. And
they could have Optimus Prime host a talk show because they've got the guy who does, Peter Cullen, I think is his name, the voice actor for Optimus Prime, the Transformer. He has read enough, he read the series of words or whatever that you have to read in to get every potential inflection that your voice could possibly do. And they've ingested that into a computer program to where he's going to pass away at some point, but they will continue to make Optimus Prime sound just like Optimus Prime has always sounded because of that. So, yeah, it could happen. It would be interesting. I mean, we do have these, robots online that are chatbots, right, where you can, type in. They're getting smarter. They're getting better than they ever
have. They get manipulated by the fun guys out there.
On the 4chan.
The 4chan.
They have a good time. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that a lot of people think that if you're on the radio, you're rich.
I am rich.
And, you are Richie Rich, yes. But,
Rush Limbaugh is pretty rich.
He is absolutely rich.
But he's also the number one talk show host.
But I think it's worth pointing out that, to move up here, I took a loan out from my mom. Mm-hmm. And that, until recently, my wife and I lived in a 700-square-foot cabin. It's not like, wealth... We weren't wealthy, but she did have a really good savings plan, and, you can too.
So here's the big plan from Bill de Blasio. What he's going to do if you give him the presidency. He says, to start, my plan calls for a new federal agency. We don't have enough of those. We've got to have another one.
Yeah.
That'll give jobs to people.
Yeah.
The Federal Automation and Worker Protection Agency, FAPA.
It doesn't even have a cool acronym.
To oversee automation and safeguard jobs in communities. FAPA would create a permitting process for any company seeking to increase automation that would displace workers. Approval of those plans would be conditioned on protecting workers. If their jobs are eliminated through automation, the company would be required to offer their workers new jobs with equal pay or a severance package in line with their tenure at the company.
Are these companies going to be allowed to shut down completely? Because that would displace everybody.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, what if you close the whole company and start a new company?
Yeah, why not? As easy as filling out a new LLC certificate.
You know, that's an interesting point. And, you know, they're going to find loopholes in this process. He says, additionally, my plan would close tax loopholes worth hundreds of billions of dollars for corporations that invest in automation and then often deduct it on their taxes. So therefore, we're going to pass all those taxes on to the customer. Because remember, no corporation actually pays any taxes. It's the customers who pay the taxes through increased product costs because they got to make up the price of the taxes. So anytime a corporation gets taxed more, get ready, you're going to pay more at the cash register. It's going to happen.
And they're insidious with it, too, because sometimes it's not just a price increase. Sometimes it's the same price, but a smaller amount of the product.
Sure.
And the boxes and the packaging get smaller and smaller. Yeah.
Incredible shrinking product.
Yeah.
There's a cool blog called Mouseprint. I haven't actually looked at it in a while. I don't know if it's been updated, but they look at that, and there's a name for it, and I forget what it's called, but there's like a... There's a term for that where the product packaging gets smaller over time. Or they try to, like, make the package look like it's the same size, but they
shrink down the
depth of it or something like that, so it looks like the same on the shelf as it always has.
Well, you say awful, but they do it because they have to cover their costs somehow.
I know.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, like...
They don't want to raise prices
or cause a panic in customers.
It's called Mouseprint. It's a really interesting blog because they'll take submissions from their users of, like, oh, well, here's, you remember orange juice.
I remember orange juice,
right.
Yes.
I still remember orange juice.
64-ounce. Remember 64-ounce containers of orange juice? Pretty standard carton kind of?
That's
nope,
like
they don't
59.
Have that anymore. It's like 53, 55. Okay. Yogurts used to be 8 ounces. You can't find that anymore. They don't exist. I haven't seen an 8-ounce yogurt in years. You're lucky if you can find anything above 5 ounces. Like 5.3 is, I think, your typical size. And I've seen them cut it back even further from that. I mean, it's like a little kid's scoop in a yogurt now. Like, there's nothing there. Yeah. 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More about Bill de Blasio's plans to basically halt progress. Coming up.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited. If you want to join us here to take control of the airwaves, we're talking about the future of automation and how some of these government politicians, thugs, want to stand in the way of that in order to get your vote so they can get some power. Bill de Blasio, who doesn't have enough power apparently as the New York mayor, would like to be the president of the United States, and he is now planning, or he's announced that he will create a new federal agency, which of course he would need Congress to do, but I'm sure there's plenty of fear mongers there who would back him up on this, to create the Federal Automation and Worker Protection Agency, a.k.a. FAWPA.
FAWPA.
I'll tell you more about that coming up here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to head down to liberty.menu, and you can list the things that you do on this website for liberty people that could list your business. Maybe you've got an event that you are involved in creating and promoting, or perhaps you're a digital content creator, and you want other people to know about what it is that you've made or the things that you do. You can just list yourself, and you can do more than one listing for free, by the way, over at liberty.menu. It only costs you the moment of time that it takes to fill out the form, and then you'll be up there on the list, on the map, at liberty.menu, and again, it is completely free. You can use code FTL if you want to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. As we continue, hear more from Bill de Blasio's article that he wrote for Wired Magazine, talking about how he wants to make it so this FAWPA, the Federal Automation Worker Protection Agency, will stand in the way of any company that would like to automate any of their business.
And issue, what is it, permission? Licenses?
Yeah.
Correct. So
a license is them taking your right away and then selling it back to you.
Right. You want to, add a robot to your workplace? Well, you're going to need to go.
You're going to have to go through the FUPA Commission.
Right. You got to get them to approve your plan, and they're only going to approve it as long as you take the person's job who is going to be eliminated by the robot and give them a new position or give them a severance package, he says, quote, in line with their tenure at the company. Now, I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know if that means if you've been there a year, you got to give them a year's worth or a week's worth. I have no idea.
Most companies have an internal scale.
Do they?
How severances get paid out.
Additionally, he says, my plan would close tax loopholes worth hundreds of billions of dollars for corporations that invest in automation and often deduct it on their taxes. He says, lastly, my proposal would institute a robot tax on large companies that eliminate jobs through increased automation and fail to provide adequate replacement jobs. They'd be required to pay 5 years of payroll taxes up front for each employee eliminated. See, that'll give money to the government, and that'll help everybody.
Right. You know, I think that one of the best examples of this is when the local government in my town finds out that your dog has gotten out and killed the neighbor's chicken. They fine you $500 for the dog.
They buy him a chicken, though, right?
No. The neighbor's got a dead chicken. You've got a $500 fine, and the town has $500.
Yep.
Cha-ching!
Ding, ding.
I mean, this is just how it goes. Like, this is exactly what he's talking about.
Well, don't worry. He's going to take that money that the payroll taxes, again, the 5 years' worth, will be have to be paid for each employee, and he says that revenue would go right into a new generation of labor-intensive, high employment infrastructure projects and new jobs in areas such as healthcare and green energy that would provide new employment. Displacee, the government's going to just take in all that money from private industry and just make a bunch of make-work jobs for people.
So if that's the plan, why not just invest in all those new technologies and green energies now and start employing those people and getting them trained now on his own dime?
But he is rich, right?
Right. I mean,
De Blasio.
Yeah.
He can prove the idea.
If he thinks that's where the future is going, right, get into that now and start doing it.
He says displaced workers would be guaranteed new jobs created in these fields at comparable salaries. This tax and the jobs in the 21st century fields that it creates would drastically change what the next economy will look like for working people.
Don't forget, if this guy creates some bureaucracy that retrains employees for new jobs, that don't we have this called colleges? Technical centers, you know, these sorts of things that, I don't know, teach you how to do things so that you can go get a job. I mean, that's all he's talking about here. And we already have it. We don't need the government to do it. But, I mean, he's...
Well, that's what he's saying. He says we need the government to make new jobs for people.
Well, the government has been remarkably bad at making jobs. It made a job for Bill de Blasio, and now look what he's doing.
He says it'll have two fundamental effects.
Bill de Blasio saw a cicada sitting in a tree screaming, and he's like, why can't I do that for a living?
He said it will guarantee that American workers have a shield against unemployment. First, my plan would ensure stability for the workers who have the jobs of today. Secondly, by taking the revenues created by closing the automation loophole and the robot tax and investing them in new programs, it would facilitate the next generation of jobs, good-paying union jobs in green energy, early childhood education, home health care, and the like.
Union jobs will likely just drive the manufacturing out of the United States into some place that doesn't require the union.
Or doing that for a long time.
Is Bill de Blasio going to make sure China gets union jobs and Bangladesh? Is that what Bill de Blasio is going to do, or is he just going to make sure that we outsource all the jobs from the United States out?
For generations, Americans went to work confident, not just they had the security of a good-paying job with union benefits, but that they'd have that security for years to come. Those of them still in the workforce, as well as Generation X and Millennials, deserve that same peace of mind.
I don't know. Like, I hear that from, like, the older generation crowd, and then I wonder how good that actually was, because I never experienced that.
The working the same job your whole lifetime,
yeah, kind of thing? Like, you know, decade upon decade of the exact same thing repetitively, like has never appealed to me, and I don't know if that appeals to the current generation either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't think so.
That's a good question. And by the way, I mean, not everybody had a union job back in the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's certainly true that the union shields their members, rightly or wrongly, from being terminated, and that's not a good thing when it comes to, you know, if this employee sucks, they need to be gotten rid of. The union stands in the way of that. But for those people that didn't have a union job, They never had a peace of mind. If you feel like you have a peace of mind at your job, you need to forget about that, because tomorrow that business could go under, or tomorrow that business could decide that they don't need your services anymore, and then you don't have a job anymore with that company.
Yep, I've been through that a number of times.
Right.
It's
not because you're a bad worker.
No, it wasn't. It, like, literally, we got, the owner didn't pay the rent. I was working at a salad restaurant back in Hawaii. Jeez. And the owner didn't pay the rent. So I got a call from the general manager of the restaurant while I was at my other job to tell me not to
come
into work. I went, well, what's going on? They went, we've been evicted.
It's over.
It's over. And that was it.
Yep.
You know, we had
you're lucky if you get another check.
That was the thing. So I, you know, the owner had another facility, had another restaurant. So I said, well, I'm getting paid one way or the other.
You went down there to confront him?
I was going to. I did not, because the general manager said, hold on, I will work this out on your behalf. And I said, do it quickly.
So he coughed up the check?
We all got checks from the owner.
Okay.
Like, the owner had enough to pay out the final paychecks.
Wow.
And then we immediately went to the bank to cash it. Like,
a good idea.
There was no depositing it into my bank account. We went to the issuing bank, you know, gave them the thumbprint, got the cash, and that was
smart move.
Right.
Yeah. But it was overnight. He just, you know.
De Blasio here is talking about union jobs, and almost all union jobs these days are government jobs. So De Blasio is probably just talking about making them into government employees. But let's not forget that it's the government employees right now that are worried about their pensions in places, leftist paradises, like you know, Chicago.
Yeah, but this
California.
Is federal, so don't worry. They'll print the money.
Or when they do the government shutdowns as well.
The United States government is $22 trillion in debt. Do you want a pension from that organization?
What's another $22 trillion. They've been in debt.
I think government employees should have to pay that back.
Every day of the life of the oldest citizen in America.
To deal with this looming threat, some tech leaders in Silicon Valley and my fellow 2020 candidate Andrew Yang have proposed providing every American with a universal basic income of $12,000 a year. While this idea could be part of a broader solution, as a standalone proposal, it's woefully inadequate and has the potential to do more harm than good. He claims that, at best, UBI overlooks the intrinsic value of a job, believing the financial life support of a monthly check can substitute for meaningful employment. And I don't disagree necessarily with that that perspective. He says, at worst, it's a sleight-of-hand trick telling Americans that automation will create a better future for all, while it instead locks middle-class families into unemployment and ensures the profits created by new technological advancement flow only to the wealthy.
See, and again, only temporarily, right? At some point, you go like, I have to get a new skill, I have to get a new job, I have to move on with my life, if you value that sort of thing. And then you do, you know, and then everything's cheaper because of the automation that took your old job.
Let's continue that statement from De Blasio. Deserves a little bit more attention. We'll get to that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome on the future of employment in America and worldwide. You can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.